That's a far-out issue. We'll play with that later. Are they just tantric teachings, or are they tantric teachers as well? Careful, careful. Keep it general, it's only the first day. Let's be nice for a few days. As you awaken to your predicament, then you are faced with, just because you awaken, just because you have realized that the reality you thought was real, that defined who you were, is only another reality, and you're beginning to understand that there are other realities as well, and that you may be much more interesting than you were thinking you were, and that maybe the schlock, unworthy, inadequate, guilt-ridden achiever that you were busy being isn't necessarily who you have to be for the rest of your life. And as you have a sense of a different being in yourself, which is really what happened to me in psychedelics in 61. Because I had a sense of my own existence quite independent of my social roles. And most people don't have that. Most people are very identified with their social role. And if not with their social role as mother or son or responsible citizen or whatever, or as vamp or as explorer of the future or whatever social role you think of yourself in, most people are very identified with their bodies. I am 45, I am bald, I am man, I am da-da-da-da-da. And it's interesting, I can just watch the things that changed in my life. I can remember 10 years ago where I let the hair grow very long on this side so I could comb it over here so I wouldn't look, you know, it's like bringing that up over if I could do it. So I wouldn't look bald, because I was busy being identified with the body. And then I began to notice when it didn't matter anymore. It just stopped being that relevant. And it wasn't just a function of age, because there are plenty of people like Frank Sinatra who have hair transplants. But when you sense that you don't have to identify, that you aren't just your social roles nor even your body, then who you are there are still many levels for dispute and confusion from then on, because the first thing you experience is you are a soul, an entity. Then later, Buddha points out with anatta that turns out to be a hype too. But for the moment, you break identification with your body and with your personality and with your sociology in order to become a spiritual entity. Then that spiritual entity has to do its work later on. And that's the transformation that we're having. The problem is that you are, at this point, both or simultaneously a spiritual entity, a psychological entity, and a physical entity. And you can't get rid of any of them quite yet. And there's a horror show in that predicament. That you just get incredibly high in the spiritual sense, and then suddenly your physical identity reasserts itself. And there you are, a lusting animal. And you say, "That's not me," says the soul. And the body says, "You want to bet?" See? And the dialogue. And then there's the dialogue between the psychological entity and the spiritual entity. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is about. when Krishna and Arjuna are talking in the line between the battlegrounds, the night before the war, and Arjuna looks over at the enemies, the cousins he's going to take on in battle, and their whole side, and he says, how can I kill all my old teachers, my old friends, my relatives, and all that? What kind of a battle would it be? What would I win if I won this battle? And Krishna says, you've just got to do it. It's in the way of things. It's the dharmic thing. You're going to have to do it. And that's exactly what you face. Because what you are in the process of doing is literally killing not the physical body and not the personality. You are killing your identification with them. That's what you're killing. You're not killing your desire systems. You're killing your identification with your desire systems. And what we are doing here is producing a situation for you to allow these things, these identifications, to be loosened in their hold by creating other spaces. That's what the game is about. And you, as a transitional being who started out your life with models in your head about careers, about achievements, fantasies provided by the culture, about family, suddenly awaken to another identity in which you don't have any ground. You can't figure out who you're supposed to be in this new dance. Right? And that confusion is what has characterized the past 10 years, roughly, for many, many, many people. And what many people did was they grabbed at an Indian or a Buddhist or a Japanese or whatever model that was based on an awareness of these higher planes of consciousness to define who they must be, to try to figure out a game for themselves to play. But we are in a unique position. And ultimately, you have to find your part to play in your body, in your personality, in your soul, and beyond all of it. And your every action must be harmonious and true across all those levels. The mistake of the late 60s for many of us was trying to push away the earth to get to heaven. The wisdom now is the understanding that liberation exists with an acknowledgement of both heaven and earth, of both form and formless, of all these things together. And that you don't make believe you don't have a body to go to God. You honor your body to go to God. You honor your sexuality. You honor your social roles. And what I'm talking about now is that what our game is and why there's no groupiness and no identification and you can't wear a badge and a funny hat and a set of beads is because this is a much farther out dance than you thought it was, if you thought that was what the game was. Because this is nothing less than what I call a Martian takeover. That is, a being who truly knows who they aren't can be anybody. You are free to be anybody. Now you can be a lawyer. Now you can be a doctor. Now you can be a mother. Now you can just flow into the society, into whatever is needed, and what you bring to whatever is needed is consciousness. And you suddenly feed the society its life-sustaining juices, which is awareness. You feed that awareness into the society, not through necessarily new social institutions, New social institutions must be few and carefully understood as to why they have to be. We did a lot of stuff in the 60s and even into the 70s of alternative culture, economics, politics, and social structures, the whole commune movement. And I was very involved in that, and I can talk for days about that one.